Hey, you want that to go?
A thoughtful takeout to begin this morning. We want to alert you to something that's going on our website. In this economy, how can you choose between getting a job you love and even having a job at all? It can be tough. But our friend and correspondent Farai Chidea is producing a series for us exploring that issue. We're calling it The Value. It's about how people's priorities change with the uncertain economy and how people start deciding what matters to them, maybe more than money. For the latest installment of The Value, Farai spoke with someone who works at a community garden in the Bronx here in New York City. Jared Vizalas says his values made him pick a career that lets him work in the outdoors, in a city, helping residents grow their own produce.
If you can get them out here involved in those experiences, and then they walk away at the end of the day feeling a lot better about themselves, which is difficult when you're at a desk job and you're just, you know, punching in numbers or something like that. At the end of the day, you may be wondering, what did I do today? And here, you know, you really see the benefits of the effort you're putting into it.
People talk about green jobs, they talk about urban gardening, but on a practical level, is this the kind of career that is able to sustain you in a city as expensive as New York?
You know, I've been here 2 years, so in that sense, I'm surviving. My priorities have always been feed the soul first, feed the wallet second. And so, you know, this is a great fit.
It's Farai Chidea speaking to Jared Vizalas in the Target Bronx Community Garden for our series, The Value. And what, you know, Farai's really exploring here is how the recession is an opportunity for lots of people to step back and take an inventory of what their values actually are.
In some case, forcing them to take a step back and make those choices.
And the numbers are different than simply adding up amounts of money in bank accounts, et cetera. So we want you to go to the website. You can hear more of that interview that Farai did and watch a video of Jared and Farai in the garden in the Bronx at thetakeaway.org. And if you choose a job based on your own values, we want to hear from you. Tell us your inventory of values at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MYTAKE at thetakeaway.org. Last week, Farai spoke to someone who spent all his savings on an adventure in Antarctica.
I will probably by the end of it have spent about $12,000 or $13,000. I had to start a financial vehicle in the summer of 2008 and save for a year and a half basically to be able to pay for it, but I think it's well worth it.
Is he nuts? Well, Gretchen from New York City didn't think so.
My family is going to Madagascar in December. I have two young children, and my husband is from Madagascar, so it's been really important for us to make that trip so our children can meet their grandparents and cousins there. But of course, it's costing us about $13,000 to go on this trip. But unfortunately, we're not in the position of your young single man, and we're not able to save that money. We've had to put it all on credit cards. Yet we live extremely simply here in New York. We never have that latte. We never go out for meals. And so it's a bit discouraging, but we're still willing to take that risk and make up the money when we can, because a trip like this is something that's very, very important.
Can survival be an adventure in these economic times? Check out all the videos for our value series at thetakeaway.org. Get involved by calling thetakeaway.org or 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Here's something that people think has value, a World Series championship, right? Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our takeaway, our sports contributor, we got the 27th championship for the Yankees last night.
They won in wonderful fashion, 7-3. And I think they did the only thing that politics can't do. They united the city. In 1986, the Mets won the World Series against the Boston Red Sox, and it united all the baseball fans against the Red Sox. Well, in 2009, this is United New York City versus the Phillies, where all the Mets fans for the first time for the first time they could root for the Yankees. Tomorrow,
six of them did.
I'm sorry, but I mean, I'm a newcomer to New York, but one thing I have noticed is that there's a lot of people in New York. There's a lot of Yankees fans, but there's the other half that really don't like them at all.
I saw a lot of Mets fans with Mets caps rooting for the Yankees. That's where this is coming from. So I think it was doing something that you couldn't do in the election day yesterday.
You make an interesting point, though, about uniting the city. Because the last time, the Yankees were in the series in 01.
Correct.
After 9/11 and didn't win. And a lot of people said they should have won because it would have united the city. I actually felt a breath last night from 9/11, from winning in 2009. It put something in the past, it seemed to me.
There was a lot of pressure on all of the players, some of the players like Alex Rodriguez, Hideki Matsui, some of the guys that were brought in with big money contracts that were brought in to win a World Series and hadn't done it. And that really, you could see in Alex Rodriguez's face, he just looked like a 9-year-old boy.
But how do you answer the critics that you hear so often saying, of course they won, they spend millions of dollars on their lineup. What's not surprising is that they won, but that they didn't win for the 8 years before this.
Well, it just speaks to the fact that money cannot buy a championship. You have to have a mixture of chemistry. You have to have people that have the guts and the passion to make it happen. And those previous Yankee teams, it just simply was not their year. And it's always a mixture. Maybe it is like the veteran's going to win, or maybe the youthful energy is going to win. This year, the Yankees came together as a team, and you consistently heard that every single time they talked about it, that it was a team that came together.
Okay. And a lot of those players will just be traded away.
Yeah, we've got a lot of free agents coming up that may not be on the team as of next year. That's Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
And we go to Louise's story now for our final takeout. This morning, Louise, let's talk about a big announcement from the FHA, and then suddenly the announcement was like put in the drawer. What's going on
here?
The FHA is driving home mortgages right now. And you've mentioned that on the program before.
We've talked about them because the Federal Housing Administration is an agency that guarantees mortgages made usually to lower-income people or first-time homebuyers, and they've really stepped in and backed the housing market in the last 2 years when no one else would lend. But unfortunately, they've made a ton of bad loans. They've taken over a lot of the subprime loans. A lot of people think they're in trouble. So we were all eagerly awaiting this report that they were supposed to release last night from an independent auditor, which the head of the FHA has told me was going to show that they're just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, the report didn't come out. They didn't explain why. They just said there were some unexplained problems, and they canceled the press conference today about this report. So it's really raised even more suspicion about what's happening at this agency.
And does the FAA operate like a bank? Does it have specific sort of capital requirements that if they sort of disclose, hey, here we are, and it's not true, that they're in trouble, like, say, an AIG or a Citigroup?
They do have all kinds of reserve requirements, and that's what we've been talking about when people say the FHA needs a bailout. We're talking about whether their capital reserves are enough to cover the losses that they're expecting, because, get this, they've said that one out of every four loans that they've backed from 07 and 08 may run into trouble.
Wow.
It's a huge amount.
And we've already talked about, you've mentioned a couple of times, the burn rate at the FDIC, which backs banks. So what is the total amount of mortgage lending that the FAA is responsible for? How big of a number are we talking about, even ballpark?
They have millions and millions of loans, and they've really stepped up. In just the last year, they've guaranteed 2 million home purchases and refinancings. And so they're really running a lot of the market.
And so when we look at these housing statistics that are bouncing along the bottom, the FHA is trying to get them off the bottom. If something happens here and we find out that things are really dire at the FHA,
it's a concerted effort to help the market.
It's a big consumer story. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. There's your takeout.